versus today, just to encourage all of us, just to sharpen us on this evening, to go a little bit further in him, because it's a lot of things that is going on, and it's a lot of things that I was just hearing on this week, and it was just if you really focus on it and get into it, you would be depressed. The things, the issues of this world, and he don't want us to be caught up in it. And it's a heaviness. It's a heaviness because things we're going through, things other people are going through, our family members, our loved ones, the attacks that we're up under, the persecution, the rejection, all of it. But it's like when we just stay focused on him, he said that he would keep us in perfect peace. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and start with the scriptures. I'm going to start with Galatians 6 and 9. And it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So he's saying he don't want us to be weary, and weary is translated to be weak, to fail, to, it also means to faint. So he don't want us to faint by what is going on. But as we're doing things that are well, we're supposed to do all things unto God, amen, doing it in an excellent way, presenting it to him in his character, something that he will accept. So while we're doing well, while we're loving on people, loving on our enemies, while we're giving and we're forgiving people as well, we're being a good steward, we're fasting, we're praying, we're teaching, we're preaching, we're prophesying, all these things that we are doing, he said, don't get tired in it. Don't get weakened in it. Do not fail in it. Why? Because in due season, we're going to reap if we faint not. See, the enemy wants us to faint by all of this stuff that's coming on the right hand and coming on the left hand and coming up against us. He wants us to say, forget it. I'm tired. Or I'm tired, because, you know, country people say I'm tired. But we're not going to be tired, because God is our strength. He's not going to let us be weak. And the scripture says, let the weak say that I'm strong. See, you got to say it. Even if you feel like it, you got to say it. You got to believe it. You got to walk in it by faith. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So don't be discouraged. And I know it's a lot. It's a lot, because I'm feeling it. It's a lot. It's a lot that we got on our plate. It's a lot. It feels like this burden is too hard. It's too heavy to carry. But God know what to put on us. God know what's in us. God know what we can endure. God know what's going to break us and what's going to make us. So in this season, we're going to reap. We're going to reap the promises. And I think Pastor said last week, why would you give up at the last minute? And your blessing is at the next minute. Your blessing is right in front of you. Your breakthrough is right there. We got to continue to press. We got to press past all these things that's pressing against us, that's trying to press us down and immobilize us so we can't go forward, that we can't grow. It's trying to stunt some things in the spirit. So continue to go forward, because reaping time is coming. Reaping time is coming. So if we can endure all of this, we're going to reap if we faint not. If we faint not. Amen. 2 Thessalonians is basically bagging it up, 3 and 13. But brethren, be not weary in well doing. It's saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. So if God is repeating himself, it's a reason for that. He don't, you know, he's given us everything pertaining unto life and to godliness, everything that we need. He has it. And you know what? Even if we don't, we never, if it hasn't been created, God can create it. God can make a way. Amen. He can make an opening when there is no opening. Amen. He know how to unlock doors that people may close on you. And he even gave us the keys. Come on now. We got to use what we have. We have to use what we have. Because, you know, I refuse to allow the enemy to trip me up when my blessing is right, my next step. My blessing is right in front of me. See, now check this out. In Isaiah 40:28, it says, "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not?" Y'all get that? He's not fainting. Hallelujah. God is not fainting. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now, the God, our creator, our Lord of lords, our King of kings, the one that's strong and mighty, the one that's mighty in battle, our healer, the one that gives us health, the one that gives us sight, hallelujah, the one that gives us hearing, the anointing that he gives us, that anointing that destroys every yoke, he's not tired. He's not fainting. And this fainting in the Old Testament means to tire, to gasp, or to be exhausted. So none of this is breaking him down. None of this is slowing God down. And his presence on the inside of us knows how to keep us from being weary. He knows how to give us a what they call a second wind, that we can finish, and not just finish any kind of way, but we can finish strong. We can finish strong. And I was talking to a friend of mine a few minutes ago, and I was just sharing with her. It's like, you know, we are right now, it's a transitioning happening. It's a transitioning happening. And it's okay. Yeah, we're running. We're walking with the footman right now. The pace is slower. But when that thing intensifies, when that speed accelerates, that we have to go up higher, we're going to need the power of the Holy Ghost to keep up with the horses. When this thing intensifies, you know, we see a lot of drama going on. And some of these things that's going on in this earth makes us cry. It makes us cry because it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. You know, the little boy we've been praying about in Tennessee, he has autism. He's been missing almost for 2 weeks. And that's kind of like a little burden that I have. I don't know him, but it's like, God, you know where he's at. And the parents and the family, the friends, you know, if you ever lost somebody, the pain of it. Because see, people really can't tell you you're going to be all right. Sometimes people can't minister to that deep part. And only God is the one that can touch you in your spirit. The Bible says deep calling unto deep. And some of these things are causing us that we're going to cry like we never cried before. That we're going to wail like we've never wailed before. Because it's causing us to grow in him. It's causing our spirituality to mature in God. Now, the one, I'm talking about the only one, my God, the only one, the God, our Father, that calls us his sons and his daughters. He don't faint. He is not weary. And another scripture says he don't sleep and he don't slumber. He don't do any of that. And that God is the one that's on the inside of us. And there is no failure in him. So it's not time to give up. You're going to reach your destination. You're going to reach that purpose that God has for you. You're going to reach that goal, that vision. You will get out of debt. Yeah. You will get out of debt. Hallelujah. Your body will be healed. You have to believe all of this by faith. And he is the God of faith. He's the one that gave us the measure of faith. But when we hear the scripture, when we hear the word of God, that's why the song at the beginning was saying, speak, Lord. We need to hear what God is saying. And God is speaking in these end times. We are people of faith. We got to live by faith and not by sight. I mean, walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Faith is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's something you wake up with. It's something you go to sleep with. Faith is with you always. And that's what pleases God is faith. Faith is believing God, regardless of what the facts say, regardless of what the paper, whatever that paper said, Hashama, whatever that paper said, you better read the script and say, see what that says. See, put them up together. Put what the doctor said, the credit score said, the denial said, put it up against God's word and see which one going to bow down. See which one going to come to pass. See, you got to focus on his word. Focus on his word. Yes, we are in a battle. Yes, the battle is intensifying. But you have to know at the beginning that you have the victory. You have already won. You have already won. The God that created everything. You know, I say he's our El Shaddai. He's more than enough, because people can never be enough. And we're not even enough. But God is more than enough. So continue to go forward in him. Continue to go forward in him. You know, we're just imitating God. We're imitating Jesus Christ, because Jesus, when he was on the cross, and some of us, we on the cross. We got the cross on our back. The flesh is being crucified. The flesh is being, is made to submit. The flesh is being tried and tested. We're being tried and tested, and Jesus on the cross, and he was denied, and he was set up and lied on, and they rejected him. They mocked him. They didn't even believe him. And some of us going through the same things. They're mocking us. They're not believing us. They looking down on up on us. But guess what? Jesus said, I'm going to go through all of this and not say a mumbling word. I'm going to go through all of this. Why? Because it's joy on the other side. See, we got to get a vision of what's on the other side. See, sometimes God will give us the ending before the beginning. He'll show us something, but he don't tell us the details en route to that thing. That's why it's like some things, they set up, the enemy set up things so you can get tired, so you can get discouraged, so you can say, okay, I'm done. I'm done with that. I can't do this, God. This right here costs too much. And believe me, it's going to cost. It's going to cost your life, because that's what was sacrificed. A life was sacrificed for our life, that we can have eternal life. And a lot of people say Jesus paid it all, but you know, we be paying some things too. We have to sacrifice. And it's like, are we willing to sacrifice our life as we prepare? Because he told me months ago, prepare for war. Prepare for war. Yeah, spiritual war, but I'm talking about fleshly, in the physical war. Things that we haven't experienced in this generation. We haven't been at war in the physical, but there is awakening. There is a shaking. There is a thing that, you know, God's word is going to come to pass. Just look at the signs. Look at what's going on. It's right in our face. It's right in our face. And it's so much corruption that's going on in the body of Christ, in the buildings. So many things are allowed to go on there. And God has left the building. He's left the building. And he has left some people and they don't even know he's gone. Because they caught up in religion, they caught up in their antics, they're caught up in their false doctrine, they're caught up in doing it this way and doing it that way, the routine, and don't even know God can shift it. That's why you got to stay close to him, because the only way you're going to follow him, you got to be close to him. You have to be on God. I'm serious. You have to be following him real close. Because sometimes he can say we going this way, but he may take you the long way. He may take you down through the valley. He may take you up on a mountaintop. He may take you through some waters. But when you follow him, you know if he coming out, he's going to bring us out. And that's what's going on right now. You know, we have to be willing and obedient. And he promised that we're going to eat the good of the land. Yes, ma'am, shifting. We're going to eat the good of the land. See, God has not lied to us. He's not lied to us. So we hold your head up. Hold your head up and do everything that God has called you to do. Everything. Everything that God has called you to do, do it. Because you can do it. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. See, look at that. He's the one that's going to give you that strength to do it. Because, you know, I found out when he make promises, and the promises of God, they are yea and amen. When he make those promises, he wants you to have it. He wants us to have what he has for us. Now, what he has for me may not be what he has for you. And believe me, I don't want what he has for you. I only want what God got for me. Amen. Because I may not can handle what he's giving you. Because some things, you know, it's so great. It's so great what God is doing. We can't even fathom the magnitude of where he's taking us. How he wants to enlarge our territory. How he wants to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. And you know, you can't get a miracle unless it's some impossibility there. You can't get one. And so it's like if you're praying, God, I need a miracle. God, I need some assistance. I need the supernatural to take place in this situation or in this person's life. That can only be done by God. Doctors cannot perform miracles. People cannot perform miracles. That's only by the hand of God. The arm of flesh cannot do that. And so he's saying, I'm repeating, he's saying, be not weary in well doing. Keep up the good work. Continue to do the work of the Lord. Continue to do it. And it's not even about if you see some manifestation. It's about you being obedient to what he's spoken to you. Because it's never about us. God said so. He said plant and water and let him do the increasing. Let him bring that multiplication on. Just like when Jesus, when he took the bread and he broke it because his hands was on it. A miracle was performed because his, and see, that's what it is. We got to keep our hands off of stuff and our mouths off of stuff and let God put his hand on it. And let God speak on it. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And it's some things that, you know, You've been waiting on a word. You've been waiting on an answer. You've been waiting on instruction. Well, if he hasn't given it to you, that means you need to still wait on it. Wait on it. Continue to wait. He'll give you power to wait. He'll give you power to wait. And I'm a witness because I've been waiting on something for some years. Years. I've been waiting on something. I'm waiting on his word to manifest because he already know when it's going to come up. He already know, even with healing, because there's some people dealing with some issues in their body that need healing or that need the manifestation that you believe it. You believe God has healed you and continue to say that I'm healed. I'm healed. Because God is a God that it's his desire that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And if you're eating the word daily, your soul is prospering. If you're being taught by the Spirit of the living God, your soul is prospering. That's a manifestation of the Spirit of God, the Ruach, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. The paraclete, the one that comes alongside to help us. He is with us. Even when Jesus went to the Father, he said, I'm going to send another comforter. So that tells me that Jesus is also a comforter. And why would we need a comforter if our comfort was not going to be disrupted? Why would we need a comforter if we weren't going to go through some emotional issues? See, we need him when we face things, emotional things, mental things. See, some of this warfare is not physical, it's in our mind. And if we keep our mind stayed on him, he said, I'm going to give you perfect peace. And what does that look like? That look like Jesus sitting down in my mind because he is the Prince of Peace. That looks like he's sitting in my mind or in our minds, just sitting down in his peace and bringing his peace in our minds. That we're not worried about the issues of life. We're not worried about the children. We're not worried about what's going on in our bodies, in our neighborhoods, in our finances. We're not worried about tomorrow, next week. Because he said, be careful for nothing. Don't be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I'm praying to God, I'm supplicating to God, and I'm thanking God at the same time. That's his word, that's his instruction. And then it said, when we do all of that, then we should be receiving some peace. After we done gave it to him, after we done talked to him, after we done praised him and worship him and we done cast all that cares on God, he will give us peace. God is a God of an exchange. When we give him something, he don't leave us empty. He give us something. So again, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint.